And when I feel the line, it's somewhat easier to be on the back of that train. But I wanted to kind of, you know, I was happy with where I was. And then I, you know, went to tap into those last couple gears, and they just weren't there today. You know, it's, you know, they closed really fast. The frustrating thing is I know I can do it, and I know I can, you know, I know I can compete against Sedgwick and Willis, and, you know, even if they're still beating me, I kind of got more of a fight, and I just wasn't there today, and that's the bit that hurts.
Is there anything tactically what you could have done differently that...
No, you know, for a second I thought I might be running a little wide too much, but you know, we weren't going fast, so, and the bends are somewhat flat, so it didn't really matter where I was, you know, where I was sitting on a pace that slow. It's just frustrating to be in a good spot, be ready to kind of, you know, my whole race plan was based around one of the fastest last 200s, running one of the last fastest 200s in the field, and it didn't happen today. So that's frustrating.
Everyone has kind of a different approach to indoor coming into these championships. Like, what were you thinking you could do here, and what were you hoping to get out of it?
I mean, anybody, you know, you make a major championship finalist, you make the final, and you're, you know, within a reasonable shot of the medal. You know, whether you qualify as slowest, you qualify as fastest, or, you know, if you bust your ass to get there, if you're in the final, you're in with a shot for a medal. So, you know, that was obviously the aim. And I knew I was capable of it, and so that's what's frustrating.
When you see, you know, some of the guys you compete with, you're kind of running the same type of closing splits as Robbie, Nick, does that give you confidence knowing that they're going to get to the top area, that doing on a good day, that you will be up there in the mix
for sure.
The top three?
You know, and I knew I could have been up there today, but unfortunately, just, you know, it just wasn't there. You know, any runner watching this will know that there's those days where you go for that top end gear and it just isn't there. So that's what sucks, but it's life.
Talk a little bit about Central Voice. Those PRs, not like the big guys. He seems to have a nose for the medals in the big races. What is it about this?
He's faster than the other guys. Generally.
Why is that? Better?
Well, he can run faster than the other guys in the race. It's not rocket science.
What does your season look like now?
I don't know. We'll get it. Get it figured out the next couple of weeks. Well, back to hard work. That's all, really.
Okay. Save a couple of gears. You were everywhere you needed to be. Do you take anything from that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Terrence said to me before the race, he was like, you know, if you put yourself in the right position, it's either going to be there or it's not. Today it wasn't. And that's what's annoying. Because, you know, I did everything that I could do physically and mentally. But unfortunately, you know, when I went to turn it on, it just didn't come. So that's the hard part.
Do you feel it's something that you can develop to? So when Willis goes through again, say in the apples, you can go with that sort of...
Yeah, for sure. You know, I never really felt like I was out of my element until that last kind of 150. And even though they were ahead of me, it's kind of, it still felt, you know, I'm still within myself here. But instead of going from within myself to pick the next gear, it was within myself to nothing. So that's annoying. But that's just hard work. And I'm no stranger to hard work, so I'll get there.
Cool. And one more thing then, back home, who have you got watching, following you at the moment?
Everybody I know is watching and supporting. So, you know, I just wish I could do more for them and kind of give them a bit more excitement. But, I mean, like I say, I'll go back and work hard, and they know that I can do that hard work. So.
One more thing, atmosphere, great. Give you borrow a bit of action living?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, it's very centrist, favorite atmosphere, but hey, it's this country, so. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
Cheers.